When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Batchelor. The president's remarks about Panama, they're expanding. The inaugural address identified McKinley and Panama as a concern, as big themes. In between McKinley and Panama, of course, is Theodore Roosevelt, a very popular Republican president, remaining popular today. The story of the Panama Canal Zone is as romantic as any. Teddy Roosevelt decided that in order to defend America from its adversaries and make it secure, the canal was necessary. Vital national security is what we'd say. The canal was built with the loss of up to 40,000 lives, an enormous expenditure, years in the making. It opened and great success from the beginning. It was primarily in those days the idea of being able to pass the fleet from Atlantic to Pacific and Pacific to Atlantic. The canal was a great success. And then in 1977, I believe, Jimmy Carter and his administration decided that the Panama Canal Zone should be sovereign territory. And therein lies the story. Professor, I'll stop with the Carter decision. Eventually, the sovereignty was handed over, I believe, at the end of the 20th century. But there have been a lot of bumps in the way. One I remember is Noriega, in some fashion involved with George H.W. Bush. And you tell me also the renegotiation of the treaty or the renegotiation of the relationship with the canal also is of interest, given the president's intention, or at least stated intention, to look at repossessing the canal? How do we say this? Annexing the canal? What is the status right now of the Molino government to the United States of America? Are we on equal terms, sovereign to sovereign? Or is there some caveat that President Molino must be aware of that the U.S. can intervene at its as at will?
The United States and Panama certainly do relate to each other as independent sovereign countries. As you pointed out, the Carter-Torrijos with the then Panamanian President Torrijos that resulted, signed in 1977, resulted in the U.S. Giving of the Panama Canal back to Panamanian sovereignty in at the end of 1999. That established a public international law in which essentially the Panamanians administer the canal again as a sovereign state. Now, per that treaty, there are certain provisions, the most important of which involve the open non-prejudicial operation of the canal for all actors, the United States, China, Russia, European companies, although the United States actually about 40% of all U.S. container traffic actually passes through the canal. But one of the other important provisions of the canal is the basically continued operation and essentially not being shut down or put in jeopardy by any domestic or other foreign actor, with some provisions justifying intervention if the canal ceases to be operated in open to all. And so one of the things that President Molino Aquino, who is actually at the major international summit in Davos at the same time that President Trump was inaugurated. Some of his comments had to do with number one, complaining actually to the United Nations over what is perceived as a threat of the use of force by President Trump to essentially retake a canal which is in sovereign Panamanian hands since that delivery. But the other issue is there are some concerns on the one hand, the degree to which Chinese influence and corruption has in many ways amounted to a type of Chinese control. Now, that's debatable, but certainly one of the points of contention that could raise issues under that commitment to operate it in a manner that's equal for all. And also the degree to which, whether more from a perspective of justice, as you pointed out, the amount of treasure that was spent by the U.S. For the Panama Canal over the years, was the giving it back by then President Carter a good, just thing? Does Panama owe the United States some sort of special rates or special concessions given the role that we played? And that's certainly part of what the incoming Trump administration is suggested. And, but the actual how the United States would, get Panama to give the canal back or take it back within the framework of international law is remains to be seen. One of the things that Panama has already done, I think, reflecting some of the sensibilities, especially over the issue of unfair mismanagement of the canal or unfair influence over the canal by China, which operates to ports and a series of other activities there, is that Panama has dispatched a number of auditors to do an international audit of the Chinese company that own those two operations, the Panama Ports Company. I think that's more of a diversion than anything else. Right now, certainly the complication is, Panama is a sovereign country operating something that essentially given to it by a public international treaty 25 years ago, and somewhat difficult to get it back without within the context of current international law.
Puzzle then. Hutchinson is the name of the firm, Hutchinson PPC. Panama audits Hutchinson PPC after Trump's complaints of Chinese influence. Hutchinson is owned by a billionaire who lives in Hong Kong. He has possessed Hutchinson for a number of years. Hutchinson took over the contract in 1997 when the British left Hong Kong. I have asked, and I will ask again, is it possible that Hutchinson operates independent of the Chinese Communist Party, given that it operates in Hong Kong and that it's owned by a Chinese Hong Kong billionaire, and that the Chinese Communist Party now dominates national security in Hong Kong? I know I'm just raising suspicions, but that is what can be presumed, that the Chinese Communist Party has influence on both ends of the canal and has had for some time. In addition, the Chinese have enjoyed speculating again about the Nicaragua Canal. It very much looks like the Chinese Communist Party's thinking is that they want to be, in some fashion, strong or potentially strong in Central America. Is that all just gossip, Professor? Are these things known to Washington?
There are some very serious concerns over the amount of influence that China has, not only in operating two of the five major ports in the Panama Canal Zone, but also the options that its broader commercial presence gives it, both in time of peace to leverage Panama as an international logistics and financial hub to pursue its strategic objectives throughout the Americas, and in time of war, using that presence and knowledge of the canal operations in order to shut down the canal, at least temporarily. Now, as you pointed out, at the center of that is Hutchison, and the billionaire affiliated with Hutchison, Li Ka-shing, indeed has People's Liberation of Army ties. Even when the canal was first handed over back in 1999, there was concern that, again, even though Hutchison was a Hong Kong-based company, that those ties could make it open to the PLA. Indeed, since that time, Hutchison actually has transferred more and more of its shares and control actually over to Communist China, even while Hong Kong itself has become increasingly, you know, completely under the domination of Communist China. So just like other firms China Overseas Shipping Corporation, COSCO, which is the owner of the port of Chiang Kai, there are concerns that really anything with a Chinese state-owned enterprise can be exploited in time of peace or war to serve the strategic interests of the Chinese state. And so there certainly is that interest, although I think the nature of the concern is sometimes misunderstood. So number one, it is clear that there is a significant amount of Chinese influence and perhaps some shady dealings. Indeed, in 2021, under the previous government of Nito Cortizo, when the 25-year operating concession for Hutchison was renewed, it was renewed under very generous terms, somewhat questionable terms, according to many in Panama. I think reflecting, a certain possible combination of corruption and shady dealings. But the other thing is to understand that Chinese presence goes far beyond Hutchison. It goes to the companies that are operating in Panama ports, that are operating in Cologne, Huawei, for example, which has a major distribution facility there. It goes to the Chinese companies that built the Panama Convention Center, that built a new cruise ship port on the Pacific side of the Panama Canal. Chinese companies that are previously built are currently building a bridge, possible reactivation of Chinese companies building a high-speed rail line, and really the commercial influence of Costco that we mentioned before, who is one of the major users of the canal, just to name a few. And, Chinese companies in the finance sector dealing with the Panama families, the Motas, the Arismanias, the Alamanas, just to name a few. And so there's a broader question of Chinese influence, like elsewhere in Latin America, that come from that commercial presence and that dealing, which, again, it's that influence that can bend the will of the democratic Panamanian government. And it's that physical presence that in time of war can give options to do things that have nothing overt to do with Hutchison, but could involve, for example, the sinking of a ship in places that would jam up the canal, or the destruction or attack of on the locks itself, either by digital means or by physical means, threats of mining of the canal, threats of ships waiting to cross into the canal that would effectively shut it down for maritime transit. So even without Hutchison, there are clear threats that come from the significant Chinese presence, as indeed Senator Rubio, now Secretary of State Rubio, alluded to just days ago in his confirmation hearings.
Yes, let's go to the new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who is well informed about matters of the Americas. His patronage and his ambition is to lend a hand to those who are not free in the Americas. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Panama's a terrific story. We'll get back to it in coming months.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.